On the first part of our show today, we're here to talk about the upcoming Crime Stopper-sponsored Murder Mystery Weekend in Richland Center. We've been kind of talking about it all summer, and we're just a week away from that. Joining us in the studio today is Kathy Hamby. Jay is joining us as well, and Glenn Dunn talking about the murder mystery. Kathy, here we go. You guys are getting all set. Do you feel a little bit more like you're ready to go than the last time you were here?
I do. I feel like we've come a little further. We've improved on a lot of things, and today is D-Day for the printer, so just before I walked out the door, the last of the ads were taken care of, and we're ready to go.
Awesome. And you've been kind of making plans. I know the cast has been getting together frequently, haven't they?
Yeah, we've got the cast. We've got the media taken care of. We've got the clue stops made. We've got, I think, 23 different local stores that have agreed to be clue stops. So if anybody goes into a store and sees a big clue stop sign, bright yellow sign, you can't miss it, be sure and thank them for participating and helping out.
One of the key things you want to push today is you want people to pre-register, correct?
We do. Friday night at the 1921 AD Lounge at the AD German Warehouse, there will be an event going on. Music by Jay Huffman, he's there, but the people that decide what's going on have agreed to let the cast show up, and you may see some antics taking place. Just remember when you're there that Bozo is still much alive. He has not been murdered yet. So if you see the cast, they know nothing about his murder. And you can pre-register there. $10 for a single registration, just like last year. We're making this family-friendly and affordable. So a whole family can play together for $10. If everyone wants to have a chance to win prizes, though, you may be interested in the $25 family packet, and that will include two booklets and two newspapers, and it will also include a youth ballot for whatever children are in your group. So that's affordable still, and more people get a chance to win prizes.
What a fun family thing, though. And, you know, you're not going to get a lot of entertainment value for $10 most of the time, are you?
That's right, for the entire weekend. You can play as much of the weekend as you want. That's one thing that you can register either day or Friday night, and you can still participate for the entire weekend, or you can just come down for a couple of hours on one day and participate, get a chance to win, have some fun.
You could just go into one of the stops. Mm-hmm. You know, your chances might not be good, but you don't have to go to all of them if you don't want to,
yeah,
right?
You could even walk into the registration booth, buy a packet, write down one of the characters' names, drop off your ballot, and leave, and who knows, you may have been lucky and guessed the right one and still win.
And you're going to unveil it on Sunday then.
Sunday, right? Will be the reveal at the Phoenix Center. And there, our detective will be there to announce every cast member, what their motive was, what their alibi was, and whether their alibi stood up. And then he will eventually reveal the actual person that did it. And after that's all taken care of, we'll start handing out those prizes.
Wonderful. And again, that's next weekend. I presume, Glenn, you're the detective then.
I am the detective.
Yes.
That's right, yes.
You've been kind of absorbing this whole story and kind of getting it down so far?
There's quite a lot of twists and turns in the story, and it's kind of interesting the way Jay wrote it up is everybody has a motive. Everybody has a reason to kill Bozo, and, you know, we don't know who it is, you know, and I don't think until like right before we do it. Sometimes we don't figure it out until like right before we give the answer. It's like, oh, it's going to be this person. So
it's like the typical movie or TV show you watch, Murder, She Wrote or whatever.
Right.
But a lot of times it's like, oh, it's this person. It's got to be. And then all of a sudden, wait a minute. You know, I mean, it probably shifts several times in your mind.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
You were involved in it last year.
Yeah, I was the detective last year, and I've also been doing this in Baraboo. So there's, I think it was this the sixth year in Baraboo that we've done it. So I've been the detective, basically, guy that figures it out at the very end, so.
I'm curious because you've acted on stage a lot. This form of acting is a lot different, isn't it?
It's a little more improv because basically there's certain things that, well, it's improv for everyone. That's every actor because you have to play your part. You just have to be in character because people are going to ask you, you know, where were you on Thursday night, or how far away was your house from the TKO saloon, you know, and then they try and figure out, you know, was it possible for you to kill the person and get back to the party without anyone noticing? And as an actor, you've got to like come up and go, okay, that's a really good point. How am I going to answer this, you know, without, you know, saying something I don't want to say?
Right. Now, you as an actor, do the actors know who did it, or how does that
work? No one knows except for Jay. Yeah. Which makes it very nice, because everybody could play guilty or everybody could play innocent, and or variations of it, because they don't know. They have no clue. Yeah.
Jay, as you write this, I had to think, you know, there's a rodeo theme there as well. Were you inspired by Richland Center hosting the Wisconsin High School Rodeo?
I was very much so. I even had my kids go to the rodeo. They've been reading cowboy books and rodeo books so that they can feel their part a little bit more. But I just thought it was something that's big in this community. And it would be kind of fun to do a little spin off that. Except for these are more adult rodeos, but that's where I got the basic twist this year.
What did you learn from last year that maybe you added or you might do a little bit differently this year?
Well, we got our cast together much earlier, and last year we didn't have as many organized meetings, but we've been meeting for about 4 or 5 weeks now, every Tuesday. We actually shot a commercial this year, and we've got a bunch of clue clips that are going to be on our Facebook page for people to watch over the next couple weeks. And last year I spent hours writing almost an entire novel, only to know that maybe it was too much detail. So this year everybody has a timeline, and right now they only have their timeline up until 2:30 a.m. because I don't want them sharing too much. And then everybody has a packet that says confidential on it, and it's for their eyes only. So the TKO saloon owner is Dusty Corral. So she's got her timeline, which we all have shared and talked and asked questions about to each other, but she has a packet of information that she cannot share to anybody. And then as people ask her questions over the weekend, she can like start to reveal things a little more and a little more. So
every one of the actors or actresses have like a career, a bio on them, don't they? They kind of know what how they should react and things like that?
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
So.
And so that makes it maybe a little bit better for them. But as Glenn said, they don't know for sure whether they did it or not, right?
Right. Which is kind of a good thing, because last year the person I had chosen to be guilty the night before said he couldn't make it.
Oh.
For the whole weekend, but it just so happened his name was Jalapeno, and he fictitiously owned Los Amigos, and that coincided with when they had to shut down for some remodeling, and so people thought that he shut his restaurant down and left town. So even not being there, he still got votes.
How do you come up with the names of the characters? Because to me, that seems like that would take a lot.
Everybody likes to give me funny names. In fact, one of our characters is Marion Richmond, and I knew that I wanted to have a Clydesdale, and when my daughter came up with Marion Richmond, that just formed a whole character right there. Like, you know, she marries for money, and her husbands die unexpectedly. In fact, you know, she has just lost a spouse whose obituary will be in the newspaper while she's pursuing Clydesdale. So
good stuff. So it's all coming together now. Do you feel pretty comfortable for next weekend?
Yes, very, very comfortable. In fact, I've already started next year's so that we can get that word out. Next year's is going to be called Love You to Death, and it's going to be about a game show, but it's not a romantic game show. It's more of a Trivial Pursuit game show where people match up by their knowledge of trivia.
Interesting. When you write this, though, you have to think about all the scenarios, because you have to have, you know, probable cause, and you've got to have alibis, and all those things work into it. So it must be very painstaking to write this, isn't it?
Yeah, I got started a little later than, I mean, I started it, and then I kind of put it aside for a while, and I think I put it aside too long, but that's why I'm, like, getting in gear to do next year's right away. But yeah, I think I spent more time this year thinking about it and having all these stories in my head. And so then to like sit down one day and like write them out. But I think I was trying to figure out a way that like I only knew how to write things like in a novel form, but then it kind of made me think that, like, well, really, when you start writing anything, you start with like a timeline or an outline, you know. So I decided to just maybe take that route, and I think it's working a lot better. And then, you know, when we asked the timeline, you know, like Claire Skye was like, well, who's my husband? What's my husband's name? And it's like, oh yeah, we have to come up with that so everybody knows. And we've decided that he's not around anymore, so.
Are you getting good response from not only here, but like outside the area? People are saying they're going to come in and play?
Yep. I play a game with some friends in Wisconsin that's all over Wisconsin, and some of them are going to come from, you know, different areas like Eau Claire and Racine and different areas. So it'll be kind of neat getting more people than just Richland Center people there. So.
Yeah, it's going to really add to the community. Kathy, I think the sponsors, the businesses, they're happy about this too, because it brings people to town, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. There are people last year who told us they saw customers or people walking through their door they'd never seen before. And it works both ways, because other ones had told me, I didn't even know that place carried such and such an item, or I'd never been in there before. And it's just a win-win for everybody.
Would you like to thank the sponsors that make it possible?
Yeah, I have. I guess I left the complete list at home.
Okay.
But there are so many people. We do have some local help that have been, the union is providing the hospitality area. They have a wonderful room that is used throughout the year for students, and now it can be used for people to rest, relax, throw their personal items to be safe there. TKO is the crime scene, as well as the video location for our advertisement, and he's offered spots if anyone wants to come in and rest and put their heads together and make some plans there. The library has been graciously letting us use their room for our meetings, and they've also provided an event. They said they want to do something fun that weekend too, so watch for that. The Phoenix Center, of course, is the location of our reveal, and they are a clue stop. The AD German Warehouse is the place for the pre-registration. Who knows what's going to happen there at that 1921 lounge on Friday night. And Tony Burke designed the banners. I'm sure you've seen those big banners around town. And the clue stops. There are 23 clue stops that they open their doors. There's a few that may be closed on Sunday, but that's no problem. The clues will be there, and you can just stop outside their door and pick those clues up. And the chamber is providing chamber bucks for the actors, because the actors work for food. So they're going to be given money to chamber money to purchase their lunch once a day.
We don't sing for our supper.
No, that's a good deal though, Glenn.
Yeah, right? It really is.
Yeah, right.
And then, of course, the actors. And every single part of this is an important. We couldn't go on without it. You know, you've got the prizes. So many people donated wonderful prizes. We got prizes from Spring Green, Muscadet, Richland Center, Hillsborough, Viroqua, and even La Crosse. So working together, everybody working together, and then not to mention the people that come to play. We couldn't do it without people coming to participate. So I'm sure I left somebody out of that long list, but there's hanging up flyers, whatever anybody does, just spreading the word, participating, helping out where you can. Everybody's appreciated. Thank you. And thank you, Phil.
No problem. Oh, it's so much fun. I remember last year, Glenn, being in downtown Richland Center on Saturday and seeing these more colorful characters than usual walking up and down the street.
that's true. Actually, it's the way we kind of want our characters dressed so that they stand out. I've done this bit before, and there were characters that dressed like a normal person, and nobody knew that they were part of the whole thing. So this way, you know, you'd say, oh, that's the guy with the hat, that's the lady with the flowers, you know, and so you can pick it out. So
last year, I recall there were people that were kind of rubbernecking too. You know, you're driving by, and all of a sudden, like, oh, yeah. Who is that?
Exactly.
What are they doing?
Exactly.
So hopefully, you know, no one calls the authorities saying there's, you know, some weird character on the loose or something like Glenn Dunn. You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
The police department is working with us too, so they're aware that it's going on, so that if anybody calls and reports anything, they have a you know, the right answer to tell them, like, yeah, it's not anything really
out of the ordinary. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And so this year, because we have children that are in this, and they are not suspects, they are just, you know, everybody has kids around at rodeos and they overhear things, but they have whistles this year. So they've been told that they have to stay in groups of three or more, but there's only four of them. So every child and I bought enough for every actor after I thought about it. But they'll all have whistles so that if they get into an uncomfortable, like just if, I've seen in Baraboo where people get very aggressive towards the actors. I didn't see that here last year. So if they start to feel cornered or, I don't know, even if, you know, somebody tries to kidnap them or something, they can blow their whistle. Everybody knows that if they hear a whistle, they need to, like, that's when they can lose character and go run towards wherever the whistle's coming from. And I don't think that we'll need them, but the children all know that if they whistle, they will go home and they will not finish the weekend and they will not play next year. So
if they whistle when they don't need to whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how does it work then? Because there are going to be several people probably that guess the right answer, Kathy. Then do you draw one from that? Know those names?
Good question. All the people who draw the correct, or excuse me, guess the correct name will be put into a separate bucket. One bucket for youth and one bucket for adults. The grand prize winners are drawn first, and then after that, everybody is eligible to win a prize. So it doesn't matter if you guess the right name or not, you still can win a very fabulous prize.
Do you know who did it, Kathy?
I hope it's not Claire Skies.
Is that your?
That's who I will.
That's you, okay.
Yes. She may, though. She may.
You never know.
I do know she has a reason to want Bozo out of the picture.
I see. Everybody's kind of got a reason, don't they?
What's fun as playing, I've never ever done anything like this before, not even a school play. But as people ask questions, you are trying to convince the people that you're innocent, but you also kind of hope to think you're guilty. So you have to be a little deceptive and look like you're just making it all up.
What if no one guesses the right answer? I mean, I suppose that could happen, too.
Well, they'll still win a prize.
They still win a prize.
Yeah, I guess everyone is eligible for the grand prize. Last year, every single person got a vote. Like Jennifer said, even the man who wasn't here got a vote.
He got two votes.
Our detective got a vote. Our police officer got one vote. So, you know, we're all a suspicious group.
Yeah, you really are. And this goes on again next weekend in downtown Richland Center. I think it's going to be a great community event coming together, Jay.
I think so, too.
And I do have one thing to add. We have some committee chairs quickly. The hospitality is run by Lorna Maxwell. Registration by Trinda and Ed Wells. The gophers, got to have a gopher, would be Ed Fink and J.R. Hamby. And we couldn't do it without the author, J. Renee Hamby.
There you go. Will some of the actors be in the actual clue stops, or do they wander around, or how does that
work? Yeah, we want them wandering around for the most part. However, Dusty Corral needs to stay in TKO because she's the TKO saloon owner, but she will not be serving, just to clarify that. She will tell her bar hands to serve on customers. And I like to keep Marion Richmond, played by Jenny Sadie, over by the registration center because she's very, very good at this. And she's also very loud, and that's a compliment. And she's right across from Quick Trip, so maybe people that hadn't heard of it will be like, what's going on over there? And just, you know, cross the street and find out. So I'm kind of using her for her, like, attention-getting abilities and her amazing costume skills. So really excited about that. But the rest of them are supposed to be in groups of two or three, walking around, going in and out of the stores. You know, they even will get a lunch break, but they're working on their lunch break. So even if they're eating, people are allowed to come up and ask them questions. So if they need a break, they just head over to the union for about 15 minutes and then head back. So
I saw some of them at National Night Out.
Yes.
And Jenny, they were making a scene there too.
Oh,
I think,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Spreading rumors and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Marion Richmond was sure that Kathy, my mom, was somebody else and was telling people that, you know, she's just faking it, so that she's got to be guilty if she's trying to pretend to be someone else. So.
And you have pencils, too, don't you?
Yes,
pretty cool.
Yep. Sunny Sky handed out bracelets last year, so this year we decided to hand out pencils. They do say Murder Mystery or Richland Center Mystery Weekend on them, just to kind of, so people think about it for next year, because we're always going to be the third weekend in August. So we just thought this year it would be pencils. And we have a young man in the group, and his name is Pierce Deer, and he's a tattoo artist and a rodeo contestant. So he will be handing out tattoos for all the kids.
Fun. Well, don't chew the pencil, because that could also, you know, be a clue, right?
Maybe. We'll have your teeth marks.
You'll have your DNA. Your teeth marks, right? Exactly.
Dental records right there.
Be careful. Wow. Boy, I'll tell you, the plot thickens. Glenn, anything you want to add today?
It's going to be a great weekend. It's like win-win all over the place, because it's family fun. It's a good time. You get to get out, get some exercise, walk around. I also think it's a good win-win for like the business owners and stuff, because like say I'm the record store guy, okay, and there's people out there that don't have record players, so why would they actually go into your store? And if that's a clue stop, it forces them to go into the store and go, oh, you've got t-shirts, you've got this, you've got that. Or like at a bar, you know, I don't drink, but oh, they serve food here. Oh, okay. And so it kind of promotes business. So it's hopefully the business owners appreciate us as much as we appreciate them.
I think you bring up a good point, because it plants a seed. Somebody might not buy something at that very moment, but that's in the back of their mind that they have that product.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, so it'll be fun next weekend, and then you don't have to memorize any lines, right, Glenn?
You just got to kind of keep your timeline, what your character was doing at all the different steps. But, you know, you can cheat, and somebody says, what were you doing Thursday? And you're looking at your phone. I was over here. Yeah.
Jay, is it kind of like the telephone game where you whisper in somebody's ear and they pass it on sometimes? I mean, can it get a little convoluted sometimes?
Yes, everybody has a timeline. We all got together and worked that out, so we had any questions. But then I did kind of plant a seed. One character has a big secret. I let her know what her secret was. Then I told another character, Dusty Carell. I told her parts of the secret, but not all of it, and it came from Bo's point of view. And then Dusty Carell has a daughter, and so the daughter has parts of the secret, but from Dusty's point of view, just to kind of get that, you know, kind of going where people might not all think quite the same. Just like, you know, when you, like, I might tell my mom something, and my mom will tell Glenn something, and then Glenn will tell one of the actors something, excuse me, and it doesn't always come back quite the way it started.
That's what makes it fun. Yep. Pre-registration is key, right, Kathy?
Pre-registration is key. It's an option. It's not necessary, but you can have a lot of fun just going to the 1921 lounge. That's good music, and anybody is welcome to be there, whether you're participating or not. It's just a little added perk to be able to register early. And as the person who went around seeking locations and prizes and clue stops and asking, I can't say enough how grateful and thankful I am to every single person that did any piece of this puzzle. I can't say thank you enough. That's just what it is.
Great. Well, keep us posted on how it goes. It's going to be fun to watch it transpire. So thanks for coming in today, everyone.
Thank you.
You bet. Kathy Hamby joining us, and Glenn Dunn, and Jay Hamby, the talented author of this whole thing, the Crime Stopper-sponsored murder mystery, coming up next weekend in Richland Center.